Greg Wilt stands by a conduit sticking out of the beach at Cemetery Point in Wrangell. A few yards off, two divers scour the ocean floor, making sure no obstructions will get in the way of the fiber optic cable. Wilt is a marine engineer. He's a contractor for GCI and is part of the team laying down the fiber optic cable. He explains how the cable will be connected to Wrangell.
Well, we have an aerial route coming from town, which is installed into our fiber optic equipment in a comm shed in town. And from that aerial route, we have a manhole installed about 50 meters inshore of the beach. And then we have conduit running from the manhole out to the high water mark on the beach. And we'll be pulling the fiber optic cable through the conduit.
Off of Cemetery Point in the ocean is a barge. There, says Wilt, is where the actual cable is housed.
There's two large cable tanks. The cable's actually loaded into these tanks on the barge, so it's just in a big coil on the deck inside these tanks. And there's specialized machinery on the barge that picks the cable up for the tank and lets it basically fall over the stern of the barge. And the barge is being handled by two tugs. One's providing the thrust and the other's assisting with the steerage.
From Wrangell, the cable will continue its journey north.
We'll be land from here over to South Mitkoff Island, but we'll make a landing there. We're currently constructing a terrestrial route that goes from South Mitkoff all the way up through Petersburg. And then from there, the cable will go from the town side up in Sandy Beach all the way up to Juneau. And from Juneau, there is a pre-existing cable installed that goes over to Hawk Inlet and on over in Admiralty Island. And on from Hawk Inlet, we'll jump down to Angoon. And then from Angoon, we'll go all the way over to Sitka.
This extensive route through southeast was pre-surveyed, and a bottom profile of the ocean was produced.
Based on that bottom profile, we engineer how we're going to install the cable so it basically follows the contour of the ocean bottom. So to make sure that it's right on the bottom, there's no suspensions, it'll be right on the bottom.
Wilt says the cable will have some extra protection closer to the surface, but otherwise it's very thin.
Coming into the beach, we're using a double armor cable, which has two armor wires over top of the core of the fiber optic cable. But it's a rather lightweight cable. Yeah, it's only about 3/4 inch in diameter, so it's not very big. And inside that is our 24 fibers.
This fiber optic cable will replace the microwave and satellite networks currently servicing Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Angoon, and Sitka. Once the link between the communities is complete, space will be freed up on the microwave and satellite networks, and this will allow other rural communities to increase speed and access. According to GCI, the fiber optic cable will increase speed and reliability. It will also provide diverse connectivity, allowing a more consistent communication flow. Don McConaughey is a system technician with GCI in Wrangell. He says the laying down of the fiber optic cable is a historical moment.
This is something that has never, ever happened before in Southeast Alaska anyways. I mean, I realize fiber optics have been around for a long time, but now this is something that is interconnecting smaller communities within the state of Alaska, not just the larger communities.
Wilt says the fiber optic cable is scheduled to be laid in the next few weeks, and GCI expects to have it operational by the end of the year. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.